All right, today on KIOS at the Movies, we're talking about the film Coup 53. It's the story of the 1953 Anglo-American coup in Iran that overthrew the democratically elected Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh and installed the Shah, featuring never-seen-before archive, which had been hidden for decades. And I'm Josh LeBure, and I'm here with Diana.
Hi.
And Patrick.
Hey.
From Film Streams.
Good to be here.
There's a lot with this film. Mm-hmm. This is definitely one of those films that covers a lot of ground. And I'm curious to hear your initial reactions.
I mean, I did think that there's just so much information and so many players in this documentary, as there was in this moment in history, that it's just kind of a pretty overwhelming experience, I think, to watch it and just kind of, this is something that I'd learned about in college in a class, but I'd never gone in this deep on this operation. And it was pretty, I mean, the press notes use this word, but I'm going to use it too. Pretty jaw-dropping.
Yeah, I really loved this film, actually. I think it has, like, really important information. The director is Iranian himself and spent 9-10 years doing research for the film. And it's a pretty like scathing indictment of the UK and America in their role in, the Iranian government, but also like, I didn't think just more generally, it alludes to, you know, what happens in Iran is actually something that American foreign policy encourages in many other countries in Latin America, in Asia, in the Middle East, in Africa, So it was a lot to handle.
And I was going to say, one of the things that I was really interested in about this film is that it's kind of a delayed thesis sort of like argument, which is, you know, you are dazzled by this, you know, really harrowing story. And, you meet a lot of Iranian people and people from, you know, the UK intelligence community and American intelligence community. So you're really hooked by the story. And at the end, they really show that this was a turning point, not only in Middle East stability, but in U.S. foreign policy, and sort of visually, in a very arresting visual way, toward the end, in a very clever way, make the argument that this was the beginning of things that continue to this very day.
And so the director's name is Taghi Amirani from Iran. And then the editor actually is really interesting, was Walter Murch, who is also the editor of Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now. And the conversation. Yeah, and the conversation. Yeah,
in this context,
which is also very amazing. And I think that those films, from a narrative perspective, like bringing that editing sensibility over to this documentary, I think was a really smart move.
It was, because I think they do in a very interesting way. The like research of the documentary becomes part of the story, so it becomes kind of like a mystery, a caper. Which I think very much helps. Like, as Diana said, this took 9 years to 9 years of filming. So truly bringing on an editor who knew how to deal with 9 years of footage, that seems like a very good move. Well, this is actually where the actor Ralph Fiennes comes into the picture in an interesting way. America, U.S., has for a long time acknowledged its involvement in this coup. The U.K. never formally has. So in the documentary that the 1985 documentary that a lot of the archival footage is drawn from, which is called End of Empire, the CIA intelligence operative who led the U.S. element, part of this operation is featured. Now, the British counterpart to that CIA operative was also originally in that documentary, but was redacted. All of his footage was redacted. The filmmaker was able to find a transcript, though, of that interview, and it's recreated with the actor Ralph Fiennes playing the role of
Derbyshire.
Yes,
it's Agent pretty. Derbyshire.
It's an interesting approach.
Mm-hmm. Wait, isn't Ralph Fiennes in The English Patient?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is how
he got the phone number.
Okay.
In the film. Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a very long time.
Mm-hmm. No.
So, yeah, that editor was also, I didn't mention that before, but he also edited The English Patient.
Right, yes.
So. Cool. Well, that does it for this episode of KIOS at the Movies. That was Coup 53, and it is available at Film Streams at the Movies. Thank you everyone for listening. I'm Josh with KIOS.
I'm Patrick with Film Streams.
And I'm Diana with Film Streams.